Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke pari legbahe, azunke, azunke pari legbahe, pari legbahe, me la zanka se washo, azunke, valre le pari vodou legbahe,
azunke pari legbahe,
azunke,
azunke pari legbahe, pari legbahe, la zanka se washo, azunke pari legbahe,
azunke.
Practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, from a Pan-African Hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil. For it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and works along this divine life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Friday, October 22nd, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, metaphysically, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this hoodoo obeya spiritualist life path and journey, passing down the great obeya stick of knowledge and wisdom of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, and minerals. Be reminded to join me here at high noon every day for the power lunch. And in the coming days, I will actually be increasing the length of the power lunch from 30 minutes to an hour. So we will have 30 minutes of show, and I'm going to begin to incorporate a guided meditation in the high noon power lunch. So please do stick around and look forward to that in coming shows. Also be reminded to join me here each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, live and in archive from New Orleans here on Block Talk Radio. And each and every Saturday night, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, for 1 hour of hoodoo secrets and recipes here on Block Talk Radio. Also, my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, virtually, cosmically, universally, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating in 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Please also recognize the many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, and practitioners who can be located in my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of my of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, but also they can be located on my main Keen profile, www.keen.com/divine+prince. And those groups include my House of Divine Prince Keen group, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, Divine Revelation, and Guiding Voices of Divination. Also remember to visit my King's Chamber and my Queen's Chamber, where you will find these very powerful voices featured 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Papa Say can be found in the King's Chamber of my website, as well as Gogo Nana Alana Omare in the Queen's Chamber, along with Queen Ifama, the true terrorist. So please do be sure to investigate the many rooms and chambers within House of the Divine Prince, to include the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber. Also take note of the many vendors who offer various products within the site, Kalahat and her tasty, beautiful angelic soaps, as well as Queenie Fama's African Jewelry Creations, and of course NubianJewels.biz, www.NubianJewels.biz. So please do check that out. And of course, I still offer a CD store, a MP3 store, a bookstore, and various other Pan-African and world products in the Netterheadtour, the second page of my website, www.HouseOfTheDivinePrince.com. You can always locate more contact information for my co-hosts, guests, honorable mentions, respectively, on their Blog Talk Radio profiles or by visiting my website, where I can be reached, again, virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And again, please do recognize, utilize the several other virtual temple groups within my House of Divine Prince site, where I offer a variety of Pan-African and world spiritual, religious, and magical practitioners in one convenient location from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. And be reminded that when you comment and rate these practitioners within my virtual temple groups, you will always receive free follow-up minutes with the Divine Prince. So be sure to utilize these qualified practitioners, comment and rate, and then send me your request, and I will gladly honor it with free follow-up minutes and services. And again, my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Today is Friday, October 22nd, 2010, and we are under a Libra lunation with the moon in its gibbous phase in Aries, and we are under a Libra sun. This is a time of great activation, activity, and manifestation, but also one of balance, conscious awareness of balance. This is a time as we move forward in our harvest and season of celebration. Today indeed is the full moon, harvest moon, also referred to as the hunter's moon. And of course, with the Aries influence and the moon moving into Taurus later today and then Scorpio, there is an underlying current of great activity, great mobility, great activation of conscious and unconscious desires, thoughts, wishes, and plans. So this is a time to be very, very clear about what it is that you want to manifest in your personal life, in your love life, in your career, business life, work life, and in your health, and in many aspects of our existence here on Mother, Father, Earth. This is a primal time for concentrating, analyzing, but also putting into place, into activation, plans for a decisive move, for change, for future manifestation. This is a time for a great challenge for many, particularly on the personal level. And know that challenge never comes just to wear you down. That is truly just an illusion of not being in control of your true spiritual power. But challenge comes to move us forward, to move us closer to our ultimate goals when we surrender to that. When we open ourselves up to allowing the creative forces and our higher powers to move us from point A to point B. Sometimes we get too caught up on the details. There will always be details. We live in a relative, cyclical, seasonal, spherical reality. Things come and go. Cycles change. We move from one season to the next to the next. In our natural world, but also in our spiritual world. So know that the changes will come. We must be solid in our foundation, unmovable, undaunted by the little changes, the little things. And true indeed, I'm not minimalizing the challenge, because indeed, when you're in the midst of the challenge, it can seem powerful. It can seem overwhelming. It can seem unsurmountable. But it's in these moments that we must rely on, we must call on our inner strength, what I consider our true strength, our true identity, that part that animates the physical. The spirit is always at the center of the physical. That there would be no physical without the spiritual. And this is a very important message that I'm being called to relay in my ministry, in my work right now. We're with many people. This gap that we've falsely put into place between our material, physical lives and our spiritual lives, and they are interlinked, joined. They are the cosmic twins. They are a part of our inner plane, intra plane, mantra plane, dimensional reality. So we cannot put all our focus into one and negate the other. It can be harmful to be too spiritual, to be up in the air and lose your connection to the ground, to foundation, to the earth, ultimately to your body. But it can also be just as detrimental to be totally earthbound and lose your ability to fly, your ability to navigate other realms of reality, water, air, even fire. So remember, we must keep a balance in all things. For those of you who remember, I spent a lot of shows going over the elements of hoodoo for this very reason. People often want to understand the magic of hoodoo, the ritual of hoodoo, and what that's all about. But I have to give you the foundation, the clear understanding, if you're ever going to truly manifest and operate and be able to bring these things that I'm teaching and sharing with you into reality. Please do excuse the background noise. I do have a working temple here in New Orleans. And often, for whatever reason, people decide to wait until I'm on air to want to show up, or in the middle of a ceremony to want to show up, and now my water is being delivered. Just a few hours late, but all is a blessing, indeed. But so, again, just forgive the background noise if you are indeed picking up any. We have about 13 minutes left in the show, and I want to be sure to give you what you've come here for during the power lunch. So we must begin to utilize these various tools that the divine creators have given us to bring us into spiritual alignment, cosmic alignment, universal alignment, personal alignment. And understand that they are interconnected, interrelated. It is indeed a journey. As you reach and achieve each new plateau, understand and know that there's always the next level. There's always the next journey as we continue to move forward and evolve towards our higher state of being, our God and Goddess consciousness and body, and ultimate manifestation. For truly, we are God and Goddess body here on earth, manifesting in this physical material plane reality. And it's just a process. It's just a process in the grand scheme of things. So again, I invite you to utilize your tools, utilize your gifts, utilize your resources to make those necessary changes to bring yourself and your environment, your family, your children, to a higher vibration, to a higher place of understanding. I suggest strongly, if you haven't already, that you investigate the crystalline mineral kingdom. Truly, when we consider the amount of mass, the amount of material here on this earth plane, the ultimate answers to every equation, to every dis-ease, to every imbalance has been placed here in our plant kingdom, in our animal kingdom, in our mineral kingdom, in our water, in our air. We've just lost our ability to connect to that, to connect with that through so-called civilization. Utilize these tools to bring you back to the center, to bring you back into alignment with your true power and your true destiny. I've been talking a great deal about manifestors as a form, a variety of crystal. These are generally your double terminated points. They're typically large, relatively speaking, compared to the average terminated point, and will have, in many occasions, inclusions of phantoms and other minerals present within the manifestor. And of course, the telltale sign of the multiple terminations, crystal points that grow within and without in the physical body of the manifesting stone. Again, if you would like, you can go to my Voodoo Thai YouTube channel and see my video, The Manifestors. I was able to upload also yesterday Dark Stones and Carnelian. Some of you have already seen that video on Facebook last night, but if you have not, you can also go now to my Voodoo Thai YouTube page, and please do leave a comment and visit my Dark Stones and Carnelian video. And in the coming hours, coming days, I will be doing increasingly more videos specifically on the crystalline stone. It seems to have truly struck a chord with many people in all our journeying through books and philosophers and prophets and religions and paths. We often have missed just some of the most basic fundamental tools, again, that the creative universe has given us to bring about wholeness, wellness, spiritual, physical prosperity. And Love is Truly in the Earth. That is one of my favorite crystal books, Love is in the Earth, A Kaleidoscope of Crystals by Melody. I also like Katrina Raphael. She has a series of books called Crystal Enlightenment. And I believe the one series has four books in it, Crystal Enlightenment, Crystal Healing, and I for some reason can't recall right now at the top of my head the other two books. But those are two great authors in the crystal wisdom and understanding. And I am now working, I'm going to reveal to you right now, on a crystal book myself. It'll be my first published crystal book. Again, the wealth of information, vibration, healing, and change and transformation that can come with working with these tools cannot be overstated. And science knows this. Science understands this. A great deal of our computers and our technology right now are being fueled by this understanding. And still, the depth of wisdom of this mineral kingdom, it has not been tapped. It is still yet to be seen and fully manifest and fully understood. And I personally think that's so that we don't have another Atlantis-like catastrophe. We need to learn to not only retap and reutilize these strengths and these powers, but not to abuse them, not to take advantage of them, not to use them only to continue the existence that we are experiencing right now, one of ego, carnality, self, control of others, all for our own fleshly desires and pleasures and false illusions of satisfaction and contentment. So the stones will work with you where you are, at what level of spiritual understanding you are. And as you grow, they too will grow in their ability to impart divine wisdom and understanding unto you. I have stones that I've had for years that I see things in them now that I didn't see before. But I know one that they're still in the process of transforming. But also, our consciousness, our awareness is ever transforming, is ever changing. So it's indeed a tool that will be forever with you and even passed down if you care for them in the most proper way. The most powerful thing that I can offer you and suggest to you, whatever your religious path is, as a tool to truly finding some clarity, some change, getting some control over your life. I've done some great work with crystal, stone, and mineral in addiction. Over many years with working with individuals and addiction. And indeed, they can help to rebalance you from the most energetic level to the optimal manifestation in physical reality if you would just open yourselves to them and to this understanding and this wisdom. And, of course, I will be bringing it to you every day here at High Noon on the Power Lunch on Blog Talk Radio. I will be lengthening the show, not today, but in coming days, to include a original guided meditation. I'm still working on the script right now as we speak, but this will be to help you to not only raise your vibration, but to tap these forces that are all around us. If we would just breathe them in, open ourselves to receiving them. Also, remember to join me, of course, each and every Saturday night from 9 to 10 for Hoodoo Secrets and Recipes. And again on Wednesday nights with The Divine Prince live and in archive from New Orleans here on Blog Talk Radio. I greatly appreciate each and every one of you for being present, both live in the chat. Yes, Deborah Akbar, I'm sorry I missed your question. I do healings both here locally, directly, but also remotely. So please feel free to contact me for more information about that. And again, the crystals greatly help to amplify that energy. And I will be, again, sharing more on this science and this understanding in coming shows. But I got about 60 seconds left, so I'm running out of time. So, Deborah Akbar, just send me a message. I'll be glad to assist you. Peace and blessings, Fire Witch, Kalahat, Queen B1, Warm Summer Wind, special guest, 877. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity to each and every one of you. Know that I am here with you and for you in your endeavors. All is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils. For it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. Divine peace and blessings. Fire Witch, you're talking about dreams, Herkimer Diamond. There's no more powerful stone than a Herkimer Diamond when it comes to saving, storing, recalling dreams, and assisting in doing dream work. I thought I would throw that in before I run out of time. I'll see you tomorrow at noon. Divine peace and blessings. Thank you.
heart to get what's mine. Now I know that the chosen are few. There's no mountain I can't climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free, to live with love in a perfect harmony. It might take some time, get weary. By this I know I'll fulfill my destiny. Jah be the shield of my lifetime, mark us watch over me, protect us from our enemies, mountains rise and fall. Jah be the shield of my right hand, my umbrella watch over me.
I love you. I love you.